who's screwing you.
Y'all ready to have some fun tonight? We got a whole bunch of people getting screwed. So pick your mind up out of the gutter and join the fun. Come on! You'll never know just who's screwing you. All you're gonna know is just what you gotta do. You gotta sing the song and have some fun. There's a bunch of senses that you'll get to screw someone. We got Skywish. We got Valkyrie Celeste. We got Blackjack AB. And you know what they're here to do? That's right, screw you!
Hello, and welcome to Who's Screwing You? Woo! I'm Skywish, here with Blackjack AV.
And I'm Blackjack.
Yeah, he's Blackjack.
It's my Disney opening.
Very nice. And I'm also here with Valkyrie Celeste.
Yo!
Yeah, that's Valk. So, last episode, it was a little bit hard to hear everyone because there was a lot of noise at Starbucks. So Val is just going to unmute for her critiques tonight. It's a little too much noise.
Yep, we trained Valk. We got a lot of complaints. So.
We have her on like a shock buzzer where it's like, Valk, time for critiques. And then she unmutes. No, I could never do that to Valk. She's beauty queen Valkyrie.
Beauty Valkyrie.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, we have we have a lot of people tonight. I think we have 13 people to listen to.
Bam, here we go. Yeah, this is,
which means we only had one dropper. Dun dun dun.
We'll
get to that later. So yeah. First up tonight, we have a little old lady by the name of Ophie Cow. Shall we listen?
Oh yes, let's.
Let's.
Pain and misery. He killed our tribes, he killed our creed. He took our game for his own need. Fought him well, we fought him hard. Out on the plains, we gave him hell. But many came, too much for Cree. Or will we ever be set free? Riding through dusk clouds and barren wastes, galloping hard on the plains, chasing the Redskins back to their homes, fighting them at their own game. Murder for freedom, a stab in the back, women and children and cowards attack. Run to the hills, run for your lives, run to the hills, run for your lives. Soldier blue in the barren wastes, hunting and killing their game, raping the women and wasting the land, the only good Indians are tame. Selling them whiskey and taking their gold, enslaving the young and destroying the old. Run to the hills, run for your lives, run to the hills, run for your lives. Thank you.
And that was Ophi Cal singing a little Iron Maiden for us. Run to the hills. Woo! Mm-hmm. Now, I realized while I was listening to this that I didn't really explain the show.
Because we're going to have like a new thing, right? This episode? Like when we're telling him at the end. Oh, sorry, well. Sorry. You continue. I'm getting
you.
Ahead of
No, you myself. You totally reminded me of something else, I should say.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I see. I'm obviously new at this. But basically, Who's Screwing You? The format is like this. Each week, every contestant is assigned a secret number. I put all those secret numbers into a randomizer, and they get a name. And that's the person that they get to screw or choose a song for each week. And so I've now implemented this new system where, like, they get to tell me, the screwer gets to tell me whether they want to remain anonymous or not. And so this week, I think Ophi was screwed, because who could imagine little Ophi singing Iron Maiden? Now we have it. Now we know what she sounded like on Iron Maiden. That was fun.
Yeah. These songs are crazy.
This song
who
is ridiculous.
Was the screwer anonymous?
No, the screwer was not anonymous.
Who was the screw?
It was Nani.
Nani?
Nani screwed Ophi.
Good old Nani?
Yes, little Nani. Everyone's little tonight. But the thing was, I think this was like a get back for what she did to Temp last week, because Temp was stuck with that huge Mormon song, Hello.
That she, awesome.
Yeah, she did really well on it, though. It was not really a screw for Tempe. But it's a scary song to do with all those parts. And so I think contestants kind of had it in their mind that, who was mean last week? Let's screw them.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what happened. Uh-oh, did my thingy... Oh, no, I'm still here. Okay, just kidding. I thought I went out for a second. So, let's hear from Valk. Valk, what did you think?
This was like mind-blowing in a bad way. Like, I don't know, you definitely got super screwed. I'm like proud of Nani. She did like the second legitimate super screwed you over song.
Valk just wants to see people get screwed.
I do. I want blood.
Valk is out.
I want this to be like hardcore.
Wow.
But yeah, it was just like kind of, it wasn't like hard to listen to, like, but it was like kind of weird. I'm not sure if this is like screamo or something, but like
it's like hard rock.
Okay, it needed like a lot more energy, and you sounded too pretty on it. Like, yeah, you got screwed over. You needed to be like rock and raw, but you were just like sounding pretty Ophi Cal-ish and singing this and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's really hard for like Ophi Cal's voice is just so pretty. I can't imagine her like rawr ever, you know? So I think this was definitely an intentional like, screw.
Yeah, definitely. It makes me happy inside.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, evil Valk. Blackjack, what did you think?
Dylan just quoted it perfectly. He said, Valk is like a Roman emperor, and they are her gladiators. She wants blood. She likes watching people get screwed. And I think I'm up there with Valk. I'll be like her vizier.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'm obviously the Paula Abdul of this show then.
Yeah, like... yeah. I think, Ophi, this could have used a lot more energy. And it reminded me, like, okay, we all know, you probably knew this song is going to be really hard to do. And that's kind of the point of the show. So, like, even when you do get a really hard song, I think you should just, like, go all out on it and try and bring it, like, over-energize it. Like, I know, I do that personally with my stuff. When I get eliminated, I'm like, I can't do this, whatever. I just, like, overact it.
With a bang.
I overact, exactly. Like, even if it's, like, fuck. I just like I have a feeling for next round of Broadway, I'm just gonna have to like overact the hell out of whatever song I get and then cross my fingers, because it really adds something. Like when the producers are listening, be like, all right, well, she's trying her ass off, so you know. But this I just felt was like really calm and not like that much effort into it.
Well, I will say she's on vacation right now, actually. And so she didn't have her normal, like, setup or equipment. And she was really worried that, like, oh, I don't know how this is going to be. And this was a really hard song. And I will say, like, for being completely out of your comfort zone, completely away from where you normally record, I think you did a really good job for what it was. I mean, I know there was, like, a lot of timing issues were a big factor for me in the bridges and choruses. Like, I felt like you needed to sing them faster than you were singing them. And so that took away from it. And then I have to agree with the other two on the energy note. Like, in the very, not the very beginning, but there was, like, one verse where you were singing something about, like, riding or something. And there was distinctly more energy in that verse than all of the other verses. And I was like, oh, man, Ophi's doing this, you know? And then as it went on, it kind of, like, lost it a little for me. But, you know, we don't know what will happen. It's the beginning of the night, so we shall see. The name of the game is Screw, and screwed Ophi Cal has been.
Valkyrie Celeste raises her thumb horizontally to the floor.
I do.
She has sent Ophi to the lions. We'll see, Ophi. I have hope for you yet. There are some really hard songs that have been dished out this week. And so, yeah. And you can bring this up to Nani and be like, you gave me this song, Nani. What are you doing to me, girl?
Respect Ophi for being able to record out of your environment. I didn't know that. That's
big kudos
awesome.
For submitting, even. I mean, I actually sent her an email being like, are you still going to be able to do it? Because she says, oh, I'm going to be on vacation. I don't know what's going to happen. And she pulled through, and she was the first one to submit. So,
yep.
Ophi.
Ophi Cal's a champ. Who's up next?
We have Melle. I think Melle is singing a little Avenged Sevenfold for us.
Oh, I have a friend who really likes this. Not me, just a friend.
A little Bat Country for us. So, more hard rock. Apparently, I heard that this, like, from the way around, that this hurt her voice. So, and this is not the only person who had their voice hurt this week. So, people, I'm really sorry.
That excites me. I expect your energy.
Into the lion's blood.
You're gonna bleed from your vocal cords. Oh.
Okay.
Let's listen.
Caught here in a fiery blaze, won't lose my will to stay. I try to travel through the night, the heat-stricken weather, the barren empty sides. No oasis, here to sleep, the sand is singing deathless words to me. Can't you help me as I'm starting to burn? Too many doses and I'm starting to get an attraction. My confidence is leaving me on my own. No one can save me and you know I don't want the attention. As I adjust to my new sights, the really tired life will take me to new heights. My hand is on the trigger, I'm ready to ignite. Tomorrow might not make it, but everything's alright. A mental fiction, follow me, show me what it's like to be set free. Can't you help me as I'm starting to burn? Too many doses and I'm starting to get an attraction. My confidence is leaving me on my own. No one can save me and you know I don't want the attention. I'm sorry you're not here. I've been sent too long, my vision so unclear. Now take a trip with me, but don't be surprised when things aren't what they seem. Caught here in a fiery blaze, won't lose my will to stay. These eyes won't see the same after I flip today. Sometimes I don't know why we'd rather live than die. We look up towards the sky for answers to our lies. We may get some solutions, but most just pass us by. Don't want your absolution, cause I can't make it right. I'll make a beast out of myself. Get rid of all the pain of being. Can't you help me as I'm starting to burn? Too many doses and I'm starting to get an injection. My confidence is leaving me on my own. No one can save me and you know I don't want the attention. I'm sorry you're not here. I've been staying too long. My vision's so unclear. Now take a trip with me, but don't be surprised when things aren't what they seem. I've known it from the start. All these good ideas will tear your brain apart. I'm scared, but you follow me. I'm too weird to live, but much too rare to die.
And that was Melly singing Bat Country from Avenged Sevenfold. Ooh. Wow, we're having some hard rock songs thrown at these people tonight. This is like crazy. Blackjack, what'd you think?
I thought Melly did a clever thing choosing a piano backtrack.
Amen. And like,
changing the style. Like, it was a nice counter. Like I pictured, because I've been playing a lot of Star Wars lately, so I pictured like someone trying to hurt Yoda, and then he counters it, and he makes it all peaceful. And that's what Melly did to this song.
Melly with her lightsaber.
Yeah, she blocked that lightning, and she made it into regular force, not
like,
destructive.
She's like freaking Darth Maul. She's like two, one on each end.
I thought towards the end, the very artistic, dramatic speech patterns were weird. I mean, I've heard them before. Like it reminded me of something that I would hear that people would do and other people would like it. But me personally, I didn't really care for that part. But I thought this was well sung. And I thought you did a good job for getting this song. I thought you did a really good job.
I thought those parts were very musy. You know, like the band Muse?
Yeah.
It was very much that new age type progressive rock sounding, like, I don't want to say howling, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like you slide into everything kind of thing. Melly, great.
Reminded me of like dramatic type.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, it's like super stagey stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Melly, I enjoyed this. I thought you really went for it. I'm so happy, like Blackjack said, that you chose a piano backing because I think it really helped you here. I could see why this would hurt your voice because this was kind of a crazy song. And I really
I was expecting more like, all right, I've hurt my voice before. I really hurt
singing. You were thinking like voice chord torn.
Yeah, like rye, rye, rye. Or something like screaming. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. Melly. Next person's gonna give you some screamo. Watch this.
Do System of a Down, please. I want someone.
Oh my gosh,
to do
someone just down. Like, I was thinking of having a chop suey immunity.
Yeah, that or,
like, something crazy like that would be really funny.
Blackjack wants to hear System of a Down, so mark it on your list where you say things Blackjack wants to hear, right?
So you could get points from Blackjack from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Melly, I think you really went for the higher notes, and I'm really thankful you did because, like, I knew that it was going higher and higher, and I was like, oh, this is really good. I'm really glad that you put, like, yourself in the moment to go for it, whether or not, like, you know, you went all the way with your higher note or not. I'm really happy that you went for it. And I think in the beginning, like, you were really good with your phrasing, and you had all the diction, and then somewhere in the middle, it was like we had some pronunciation issues, but... Seriously, you titled your file Melly Getting Screwed, and I don't think you were screwed as much as you think you were screwed. I think I would like to hear Melly on some more harder rock.
She wants a harder rock.
Harder rock, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Valak, what'd you think?
I guess I'm in the minority. I didn't like this. I think it got screwed over really, really badly. Like, I don't know. It was like a evil witch on a roller coaster. That's what it seemed to me.
It was definitely a lot of ups and downs, ups and downs.
Yeah, like I couldn't understand anything you were saying, really. And like, I don't know, it sounded like an evil witch on a roller coaster. I like don't know how else to explain it. It was like, wah, like the entire time, that's all I could really like hear. And like, I don't know. I think the piano. Yeah, I guess. I think the piano backtrack was kind of a cop out, but that's just me. I want blood.
I want blood. Blood is like taking veins here. She's like blood. Our resident vampire.
she's like the plant from Little Shop.
Yeah.
Dog, you know, too.
Yeah, it's so funny. So many Little Shop references going through my head. But yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. I am actually not allowed to say who screwed over Melly. So this person asked me to remain anonymous.
Ah, boo.
Yeah.
I like when they say.
Me too. But
can't get the system of down points if I don't know you chose the song.
The Game of Mafia. The Game of Mafia.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
So Melly, good job. Next up, we have Russ. And Russ will be singing a very special song that is often called Fat Bottomed Girls. Ready?
Yay.
Oh, you gotta take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, just a skinny lad, never knew no good from bad, but I knew right before I left my nursery. Left alone with Big Fat Fatty, she was such a naughty nanny. Hey, big woman, you made a bad boy out of me. Hey, hey! I've been singing with my band, across the wire, across the land, but I've seen every blue-eyed bluesy on the way. Hey, but their beauty and their style was kind of smooth after a while. Take me to them dirty ladies every time. Come on! Oh, won't you take me home tonight?
Take me home tonight,
please.
Oh,
down bikes and ride.
And that was Russell Gold singing Fat Bottom Girls, Queen song.
Russ loves him some Fat Bottom Girls.
He loves him some Fat Bottom Girls. Russ, you are like completely going for whatever challenge people give you and like owning.
Russ loves this competition.
You are awesome, Russ. You are so awesome. Did you hear him saying Dirty Ladies? Like, he rolled his R on dirty, and it was so ridiculously awesome.
Val could have sworn he said Nani, and if he did...
Did he say Nani in the song?
You have to let us know, Ruz.
Did you say Nani? Just lie to us. Lie to us. I totally missed it, but wow. You're sassy, and you're like, oh my gosh. I love this. His energy made me so happy, and I was, like, cracking up the whole time. But, like, in all seriousness, like, without even me laughing, this was really good, so... Best of the night so far for me, man.
Yeah, me too. Very nitpicky. I didn't like how his backtrack drowned him out on the chorus some parts. But, like, I completely forgive that because his grunting, like, rah, it was just so awesome. Like, it's not Russ. And he was having a fun time, we were having a fun time listening to it.
Yes.
And it was just awesome. Valk, I'm done.
Yeah, I thought you said Naughty Nani, so I was like, what?
Oh, Naughty Nani, oh my goodness.
But it might have just been me hearing things weird. I don't know.
Russ pictures Nani as a fat bottom girl.
Whoa, thinking of Nani, are you, Valk?
Both of them are.
Yeah, both of them.
We all are.
Rest with the shout out. Oh, man. Better watch out, Nani. You got people after your butt. Yeah, we lost Valk. Oh, no. How do I get someone back on a call?
I don't know. I think she said what she needed to say, though. This is good, Russ.
Yeah, this is very good. Let me see if I'm allowed to say who screwed you. Yeah, ignore that if you can hear that. That's my doorbell. Yes, I think I can't. Oh, let me just make sure that this person didn't submit, because this is somebody that didn't submit. And so they lose.
Only one person didn't submit.
Yeah. So, like, they lose their chance if that happens. So, yes, this was Flynn's choice for Russ. Flynn did not submit, so we had a draw. Bum, bum, bum. Dun-dun-dun.
Good choice, so, Flynn.
Good choice, Flynn. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next person. And the next person up is Temporary Butterfly, singing a lovely song. This is so much of, like, a relief, probably, for her to be singing something like this rather than the Book of Mormon, Hello. She's singing Only Hope from A Walk to Remember, I think is the movie.
Oh, with Mandy Moore.
With Mandy Moore, yeah. This is the Mandy Moore song. So, let's listen.
Okay.
There's a song that's inside of my soul. It's the one that I've tried to write over and over again. I'm awake in the infinite cold, but you sing to me I lay my head back down.
And that was Temporary Butterfly singing Only Hope by Mandy Moore. Aww. That was so sweet and pretty. Yay, Tempe. Valk, what'd you think? Let's start with you.
Yeah, I thought this was good for your voice. At the beginning, it sounded like you were trying to be soft dynamically, but it just sounded like you were whispering. And like, I don't know, I think this was a good fit for your voice, but you weren't singing it properly. Like, on the higher notes in the chorus, it was like you were really tensing up on the, like, the head voice notes and stuff. And that needed to sound like more open and like full. And it was just kind of like sounded really kind of like strained, and like you were having a hard time transitioning into them. And like the softer one, I think on Pray at the end, it sounded really like, can't think of the words. It sounded like kind of forced, and like you were trying to go, like, once again, like dynamically, you were trying to go soft, but it just sounded like kind of you squeaked it out a little bit. So like overall, I think you should have like, yeah, worked more on like, I guess, successfully doing like the dynamics and stuff, because like it was a good fit for your voice, but you were having trouble with like transitioning from head voice and like making the dynamics sound like more realistic and stuff, because it was like, I don't know, it sounded kind of like, like you were trying to emote, but it wasn't like coming fully across, so, yeah.
Jack, what do you think?
Valk wants blood. She wants people to get screwed. I don't think this was a screwed choice at all. And
I don't
kind
think
of
this was screwed.
On Valk's, I thought this
no,
was
really it wasn't.
Yeah, I thought this was. I'd be surprised if the person was anonymous. Do you know right now if the person?
Let me look right here. Yeah, the person said that she could be revealed. Blah. The person that gave Tempe this song was Sasuya.
Oh, Sasuya's so nice.
Sasuya is super nice. Like, really, really nice. I like Sasuya. What'd you think, Jack?
Temp is really getting better. She's really getting there. I like this, and I really liked the very last Pray at the end.
That was gorgeous.
That was just natural. Mm-hmm. That was really good. It's kind of hard, because if you don't get screwed, then you're going to be good. Like, because a lot of people, assuming that other people do get screwed, I think you're going to be safe this week, Temp. Like, This was really pretty, so.
Yeah, like, good. I think what Valk was hearing was the Mandy Moore thing for the higher notes in the choruses, because Mandy Moore does the same thing with her voice where she kind of, like, goes up into this, almost like a whisper, and I think that's what, like, Tempe was just doing the same thing Mandy Moore does. I really thought it was perfect for your voice, Temp. You have a very feminine voice, and it belongs on songs like this. I thought the build up to, like, the last ending part was great. Your high notes, even though there was, like, distortion there, were awesome. On, like, that end bridge, I guess it is. If I knew the song better, I could tell you. I think the first verse for me was stronger than the second verse, because the second verse, you need a little bit more breath support. But that's, like, my only note on this song for you, because, seriously, like, I felt the emotion, actually. I really did. And, like, Tempe said in her email that this was the first time in, like, all of her recordings on VH that she just completely let go with a song and, like, try to put, you know, the emotion there and stuff. And
this was really good, Temp.
Yeah. I think this was definitely a good, very good from Tempe. Definitely step forward. Yes. It was so good. And, yeah, that's all I have to say. I'm trying to think if there was anything else I can remember. Do you guys have anything else?
No.
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 Mama Shiva.
All right. Well, next up we have Cellular.
Oh, snap. I did it without even realizing it.
I know.
And this, she's going to be singing the first Gaga song of the night. There's more than one, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember reading this in the chat and being, like, super excited. Like, someone's like, oh, I'm going to give Rochelle a Edge of Glory. And I was like, she's going to own that.
So let's see what happens. Mm-hmm.